with Theater Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Good and evil, the polar opposites that drive most dramas and musicals. Jekyll and Hyde is both a musical and a play.
Rolling on into Shays this coming week. This is the Frank Wildhorn musical, Huge, and it is Constantine Maroulis, who was, well, known to television viewers as a finalist on American Idol.
A hunk is what they call him?
He's good-looking. I wouldn't call him a hunk. He's a handsome man. I mean, he's had a good bit of work on Broadway, most notably Rock of Ages, in which he was really charming, funny, delightful, and he sings marvelously.
Whoever thought that a 1980s rock and roll-derived musical would be successful?
Well, the people who did ABBA, of course, and, you know, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Right. You know, that Mamma Mia has been supporting my cousin Corinne for 8 years now or so.
Let's hear it for the 70s, the 80s. There were all those 60s musicals before it. And I do think that Jekyll and Hyde is well-timed for the Halloween week. It will be here during Halloween.
Oh, take your children to see Jekyll and Hyde. Go to see it yourself.
Children, let me think about that, but okay.
You had an opportunity to see True, which is a one-man show about the life of Truman Capote.
It is. Christopher Standart portraying the author Truman Capote late in his life. It's 1975. He does a very good job. I must say, over the past few years, I've enjoyed Christopher Standart's character work very much.
He looks very much like Truman Capote for that picture taken from the side angle, I should say.
You know, it's remarkable for a person with such a distinctive appearance as Chris Standart.
I mean, he plays all the Nathan Lane roles.
With a big round face, but yet he'll do a variety of characters. He played Sheridan Whiteside in The Man Who Came to Dinner, or he'll do all the roles in Greater Tuna, that he did those roles in Mommy Queerest. And he's so funny. This is also quite powerfully poignant. It is a sad moment in Truman Capote's life as he reminisces about the career he's had and what might be left for him, and that's True down at Buffalo United Artists.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch. We're coming upon that Angry Inch a second time, isn't it?
Last yes, year, Lorraine you? Coming back. She did it at Alt last time, and now she's at the New Phoenix Theater, and this is the transgender East German rock performer. Well, she had the operation in order to escape Eastern Germany, and as she's in the States, abandoned by the man who brought her here, and down on her money and down on her luck, she watches from a trailer park as the Berlin Wall comes down, but she's not embittered, forges on ahead.
Tu's your gay, Archie, tu's your gay.
Right, Hedwig.
A Couple of Blackguards. A Couple of Blackguards is another musical, this one by Frank McCourt.
Well, it's a comedy with incidental music. Frank McCourt and his brother Malachi. Frank McCourt, well-loved as the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Angela's Ashes.
I read that, one of the last books I've read.
And this is Chris Kelly and Christian Brangis as the McCourt brothers telling stories, telling tall tales, a bit of music, and that's at the Andrews Theater. The Irish Classical Theatre Company.
Talking about music, I have another composer to bring up to the table.
Who is that?
Ludwig, would you come in here, please?
Beethoven, the composer.
The composer.
33 Variations opening this week at Musical Fair. That's the Moises Kaufman play that brought Jane Fonda back to Broadway in 2009 after so many years. And this time it's Beth Donahue. And she will play the musicologist who goes to Bonn to the Beethoven archives to study the Diabelli Variations. Beethoven was one of many musicians asked to do variations by Diabelli.
But being Beethoven, he couldn't do one.
He got obsessed. He did 33. And this musicologist wonders why Beethoven would devote so much of his talent so late in his life on this minor barroom waltz by an unimportant composer. At the same time, she's suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease, and there's a parallel. We keep going back in time to Beethoven, who was increasingly losing his hearing. She's losing her physical ability and having difficulty in her relationship with her daughter. It is a beautiful play. Moises Kaufman, who also did Laramie Project and Gross Indecency. This is 33 Variations, thought-provoking and funny, a wonderful play at Musical Fair.
Take your Halloween mask and go to the theater. See Jekyll and Hyde. Enjoy yourself. With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.